Unlike previous years, where anti-war protests mainly focused on the war and occupation of Iraq, this mass demonstration called for an end to the expansion of the American empire.
We're really just there to pillage resources, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Afghanistan, whether we're helping to fund Israel.
And members of the anti-war community say U.S. foreign policy toward the Middle East has produced more body bags than solutions.
Dozens of coffins on display in front of the Lincoln Memorial were draped with flags of all the countries where U.S. military operations or funding claimed the lives of innocent civilians through war and occupation.
There's more money being given to Israel by the U.S. than all the other countries combined.
Protesters say, despite President Barack Obama running as the anti-war candidate during the election season, there are many aspects of his policies which contradict his stance on the war and mirror the policies of his predecessor.
Leon Panetta, the CIA director, said the U.S. will continue rendition. There is only one purpose of rendition, transfer people to other countries and have them tortured there. So that you can say, as Obama and Bush before him said, we do not torture.
It's completely contradictory to why people voted him in. He was voted in as a peace candidate, and yet within days of him coming in, he continues the bombing in Pakistan, especially at a time when Pakistan is supposed to be our closest ally while he's trying to win the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan has continuously said, stop bombing us.
He's escalating troops in Afghanistan, and in his plan in Iraq, his so-called withdrawal in 16 months, people have no idea that there's going to be 50,000 residual forces there, which still constitutes an occupation.
As the rally wrapped up, protesters marched across the Memorial Bridge and into Virginia in commemoration of the 1967 March on the Pentagon against the Vietnam War. The march passed the Pentagon and headed toward the office buildings of defense contractors. Outside the Lockheed Martin office building, protesters displayed the makeshift coffins and condemned the war profiteers, as they called them, for contributing to the deaths of millions of people around the world.
There are hundreds of weapons here right now in the hands of the police. Everybody else here is a peaceful civilian behaving civilly.
Despite a heavy police presence, the protest remained peaceful.
Enters its seventh year and troop escalation to Afghanistan is imminent. Organizers say they have